Hello, everyone. I am so excited that you are here to learn a little bit more about our Better Bad Days course. I am with Dr. Anna Roth, and today I'm going to give you an overview of the class structure and introduce you to Anna. So this class really was designed to help you have better bad days. It was an idea that I had when I was really struggling that there would be some kind of system around just monitoring when a bad day would arrive. And it's funny to think that me, owner of Wit and Delight, creative person, interior lover, recovering perfectionist, is creating a course around mental health. But the reason why is, I think, really foundational to why Wit and Delight exists. The interior parts of our lives are really the foundation of everything we are. And when we're not sort of caring for our interior selves, it affects our outward lives. And when I was 27 or 28, this concept became very clear to me. I had just separated from my husband. I had moved into the first apartment that I had ever lived in by myself. There were a lot of new things, including, you know, coming home to an empty apartment and not necessarily being with someone. It was the first time I wasn't in a relationship since I was 16. That apartment and the process of decorating it and learning to cook and crying over roast chicken and going through the separation and breakdown and eventual divorce of my first marriage, a lot was happening within those walls. And it really helped me realize that for all that I was focused on with building Wit and Delight and helping people live better, we can't get past a certain threshold without really looking at the problems that lie beneath the surface. What I hope for you guys as we go through the introduction to this course is to know that I'm really committed to creating something for you that's going to help you, that makes it easier to go through ups and downs in the seasons of our life. And this course is really meant to give you and me those skills step by step. So enough about me. I want to introduce you to Anna. She is here with us today. And Anna, just why don't you tell us a little bit about Dr. Anna Roth and your background and the inspiration behind this course?
Well, hi, everyone. My name is Dr. Anna, and I am a PhD holistic psychologist. I am so excited to be here. I'm so happy that you're here listening and exploring whether or not this course is for you. There's so much synergy in what Kate is talking about with all of her, you know, all the processes and all the ways in which she gives you inspiration for interior design. That is exactly what I hope to do as well, to give you a streamlined, simple, clean process for designing your interior world differently in a way that works. So I'll tell you more about that in a bit. But first, this is why you should consider listening to me, a little bit about my credentials and experience. I have a master's and a PhD in psychology. I also have extensive training in integrative mental health, holistic psychiatry. I've studied traditional Tibetan medicine, yoga, Ayurveda, all of these different pieces that look at people as whole. And I try to come at my work and my healing work with people from every angle. Most of my work with clients over the past 15 years has been mostly with women, but I am really passionate about helping people to make themselves a home. And I'm excited to help teach you the process by which I help people to do that. Information and learning to see things in a new way, frame things in a new way, and experience that knowledge in my body in an experiential way has allowed me to heal and validate everything inside of myself that I used to reject. One of the reasons why I pursued almost a decade of graduate school is because on some level, I was trying to fix what was wrong with me or what I felt like was wrong with me. And what I learned is that everything that I was doing or not doing, the way I was thinking about things, there was this intelligent, inherent design to keep me safe and protected and doing the best I could. And I didn't know that. I just felt flawed. And that caused me a lot of pain. So one of the things I feel so passionate about and so grateful for this opportunity to be with all of you is to help give you the message and new information so you can see yourself in a new, beautiful, more self-loving light. because we can't stop challenges, but we can learn how to love ourselves hard through them. And doing that doesn't make the bad days not bad, but it does make them less brutal.
Anna, I feel like that story, it resonates in so many different parts of my own life, but I see so many of my friends in your story as well. Could you give us an introduction to the course? And I think people will really love to see how your personal experiences are just baked into every piece of this.
Absolutely. So, and you know, when you approached me about putting this course together, I spent a lot of time, like almost a year, in fact, really deeply thinking about what makes bad days bad. Like, what is it that makes bad days bad? And trying to break that apart, because we're no stranger to bad days these days, right? Like, yeah. The world around us just gets more stressful, and it feels hard, maybe impossible, to feel any kind of consistent peace and positivity in our lives and in our own skin. So I'm, you know, kind of just thinking about this, like, what does make these bad days bad for most people? And in my opinion, it's one of two scenarios. And the first one is that there's just too many waves in one day. We get leveled and taken out over and over. We almost get rear-ended, the baby's up all night, you break out, we get into a fight with our partner, and then just when we're about to lose it, we drop our just purchased latte and we are straight over the edge. And each event, when that happens, ups the ante and lessens our reserves, our optimism, our cool, and our outlook. That's scenario one, just too many waves. Bad day scenario two is too many waves for too long, the drowning scenario. This looks like the days I just described over and over, back to back for weeks, months, potentially years. The fact we have bad days are couched in the fact that we are having a really bad stretch, a period of cumulative stress and nervous system dysregulation. To put it short, we're fried at the end of our rope, and we meet the day with absolutely no bandwidth for what's to come.
Yep. Yeah.
That's the scenario too. It's like we don't have anything, any bandwidth to meet the day. And so then often these bad days are made up of external events outside of our control, which is life, right? Life is a sequence of hard and good things, joy and pain, and that is hard enough the way it is. But we make it worse and escalate both our suffering and our stress by how we respond and relate to ourselves amidst the waves and the hard things that make up our bad days.
Okay. I want to break that down, because I feel like you just opened a window into an entirely different world for me and given me words around something that I've been really grappling with right now, especially as I'm raising my kids and I'm trying to explain to them, like, yeah, there are days that we're just going to be kind of bad. This is life. Like, the reprieve that I think we often crave is not going to be found through changing things outside of ourselves.
Absolutely. And we want to focus our energy. Our energy is so precious. It's our most important resource. We want to put that energy towards a place and a focus where we actually can have some influence.
Right.
I mean, we can try so hard to keep everything just right and in our external world. But usually right. When that happens, our world gets smaller and smaller and smaller and more controlled to try to prevent anything from happening, which also keeps out joy and keeps out spontaneity and keeps out a bunch of other things.
So yes.
The real sustainable option here is to learn how to work with yourself when the waves come.
Yes, that is such a good point. And the thing that I was thinking about as you were talking about these waves is the fatigue that comes with trying to manage things perfectly, like the energy that we use to try to combat those waves. If you learn how to manage your body through, you know, the wave, you suddenly have more energy to tackle what's coming at you. I would have never thought about this in sort of an emotional way. You know, I've kind of understood it physiologically, but emotionally, it sounds like it's very similar. We just don't have the energy to keep, you know, keep up that level of I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. We crash at some point.
Absolutely. We're very familiar with this idea of working smarter, not harder, right? But many people do kind of beat their head against a wall or go in this cycle, which in this course we call the old way, the old way of meeting waves. And for many people, it looks like you experience a struggle, trigger, or pain, the wave hits, you react in a way that makes it worse, then you beat, berate, and shame yourself for how you didn't cope well enough. You then decide and attempt to get it all together, but you don't because whatever that plan or that expectation was wasn't realistic. And then you're right back up where you started to struggle, trigger, and pain. And then it continues all over again. And I have seen people without intervention or without learning and consciously learning a way to do it different, stuck in that cycle for years. And in this course, you're going to learn and practice a new way, a step-by-step process to lead yourself through better bad days in a different way. And that doesn't just result in better days, it results in a better life.
Wow. Wow. I mean, and it is so true. The cycle, we could become so comfortable with that cycle. You know, it's our way of surviving to think that, is there a different way to move through this? You really begin to understand the compounding effect of better life.
Exactly. Yes. And to clarify, better, it doesn't mean not screwing up or not losing it or bad things not happening or that you won't feel pain. Better just means better. Even just 1%.
Yeah. And you know, that was something that we really discussed at the beginning of our course, having room for the imperfectness that is life and the imperfectness that is being human. Bad days will come, but they can be better. And that's why I love that we're talking about better in a way that is defined by the person experiencing them. Better isn't this outcome of having this like perfect, happy life. That really isn't achievable. It's just about feeling better than we are right now.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Navigating what is inside and outside of you better than you have in the past. And I want to say a little bit about what the kind of better I'm going to teach you looks like. It looks like staying close enough to yourself and your experience that you are connected and attuned to what you feel and need, your limits and your longings, your truth and your discernment. Better means saying yes to everything inside of you, not just the shiny parts, and meeting what is there with compassion. Better means navigating bad days with clarity, flexibility, and self-respect. And lastly, better means leading yourself and your life from the highest in you, not the critic in you. There are so many things out there we can't control, but we can lead what's inside with calm, clarity, compassion, and conviction. And in this course, we will help show you how.
Calm, clarity, compassion, conviction. I'm going to put them above my computer.
I think we each have to decide for ourselves if we're ready and willing to commit to doing it differently, to clearing the way rather than getting in your own way. And if it feels like that, you know, little voice inside is a yes, or maybe it's a loud, like, hell yes, we're not just going to teach you how, we'll show you how. And the goal is that in 5 weeks together and after 5 weeks together, you will experience a new way in yourselves. And I'm so excited to get started.
Wow. And I love how you're talking about this in such an integrative way, you know, feeling it in our body. I love that that's going to be sort of part of this process. So let's talk about the steps. Yes. So there is going to be pre-course prep worksheets. And each week, we are going to focus on a different step of Dr. Anna's A New Way practice, which is going to be folding in new information and experiential exercises as we go. So we are going to be learning and then practicing and really focusing on each step as we go. I am also going to be taking this with you. So I'm going to be doing it in real time as we're going through it. The trickiest part will be dedicating yourself to this and giving yourself the time and the space and attention. I think it's really important to remember that this is not a one-size-fits-all approach. We're giving you the information, we're giving you the worksheets, and we're giving you the opportunity to commit to it and show up with us to find ways to make it just a little bit easier to dedicate some time to self-care. So it's not one-size-fits-all, and remember that just taking the step to even be open to learning this is progress. So we hope that you will join us on this journey. It is incredibly personal to me, this, and I know it is to Dr. Anna. I'm ready to do the good work and to feel it in my cells and begin to get some new tools in my mental health tool belt.
Me too. I have goosebumps. Let's get started.